Hey, what's up, man? It's your man Sam, host of the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Look, we're about to get into the free funny in just a minute. I just want to say thank you and happy 2013. Suck it, Mayans. We're not dead yet, and we're still here. Well, partially, you know, those who probably still may be nursing a hangover after, you know, New Year's first week, his first podcast, New Year's. And I brought a special guest, Marlene. Marlene has not been with the podcast. She's not been on a podcast in quite some time. Way to celebrate the New Year's, talk about some resolutions and all that other good stuff. But we're going to get into all of that in just a second. But we got to pay some bills. Hey, it's the end of the year. It's after Christmas. We got to do what we got to do. So for sponsoring the podcast, first sponsor of 2013, first sponsor of the podcast is the good folks at PetSmart. PetSmart kicking off 2013 with their Stock Up and Save with program. Pretty much what that is, you save 25% off thousands of items at PetSmart. Help your pets out, dog, cat, fish, Gila monster, whatever you got. Help them out by going to samshownation.com under the current promotions, click the PetSmart link, and order whatever it is you're going to order for your dog, cat, fish, bird, reptile, whatever you got. And depending on what you order, anything over $49, you ain't even got to go $50. If you click the link at, you know, samshownation.com, if you click the link there, anything over $49, not $50, $49, free shipping. And that's on us, man. We got you with shipping. Free shipping from the good folks at PetSmart. Just go through samshownation.com, click it, take care of your pets. And lastly, good sponsor of the podcast are the geniuses at Amazon. I don't know what you're going to shop for. Quite honestly, you know, you're going to go and shop at Amazon anyway. Cool. I get it. But only thing I ask you to do is go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link. Whether it be on the current promotions page or the home page, shop as you normally would. You could be shopping for some weight loss stuff, fixing some resolutions. Maybe you want to learn Spanish, you know, just so you could tell the Mayans to suck it. Would they be Spanish? Well, anyway, I saw Apocalypto, goddammit. Somebody spoke Spanish. But anyway, whatever it is, if you're going to Amazon, go to samshownation.com. Click the Amazon link and shop as you normally would. Cool. Pay some bills. Now we're about to jump to the free funny. Me and Marlene will talk to you guys in about a minute and a half. See ya. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Right with you on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious if the audience listening, we never write this out.
Oh man, welcome to the Just Talk with Sam podcast, the first one of 2013, and we brought a guest, Miss Marlene. How you doing, girl?
Pretty pretty good.
I ain't seen you since last year. You ain't Plan B no more. Wait, are you again? Because that will help us out greatly.
No.
All right, for new listeners, we have to like set the stage again. It is 2013. We got a shit ton of new listeners, according to that Facebook wall. A lot of y'all come from Iraq, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic for some reason. Ooh. A lot of the Spanish. And I was trending for a minute in Romania. So, I don't know what that's about. But
that's scary.
I thank y'all off the top. I thank y'all for spending y'all time and, you know, a little bit of money. A little bit of money on this podcast. And, you know, thank y'all. So, a lot of y'all don't know who the person sitting to my left is. It's like my little sister figure. If you went to the Sam Show Nation page, you go to frequent guests. You can see her picture. That is all. Because you ain't been here in a minute. I'm sorry.
That's not my fault.
That's not my fault. That is not my fault per se, but I do feel a little guilty. All right. It's 2013. One of my New Year's resolutions is to try to keep that balance of the podcast of having special guests, people you're going to see sooner or later if you go to the page, and old favorites. Like, formerly known as Plan B. Formerly known. I don't make New Year's resolutions. This is my first New Year's resolution.
And to be nice to me. That should be a
That is not a goddamn New Year's resolution. That ain't happening. Like, the... My New Year's resolutions from 5 years running was simply don't die. That's what I have been keeping that promise for 5 years running. And, you know, in 2007, I kind of took a break and, you know, I died and came back. But other than that,
Jesus,
don't die. It's the first week of 2013. We got some good stuff happening. And I get a chance to kick it with my friend.
Yeah, my birthday's in 20 days.
No one gives a shit. See, this is the nice thing I was talking about. But other than your birthday, you make any New Year's resolutions? You hug a tree? You did lose a little weight in 2012.
Yeah, I want more off.
How much did you lose?
I lost 15 pounds.
14 of them went to your head.
Shut up.
You got a big head. See, this is what I miss. You ain't been here in a minute. I'm being nice to people. It's crazy. But no, but all seriousness, you look good. You used to be a, big fat girl. You used to be.
Did you just say that to me?
Used to be.
I don't know how to feel about
it. Now you're not as bad.
Not as, you know what?
It's called motivation, girl. No. You're going to go to the gym tomorrow to prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. You're not as bad.
Not as bad.
Not as bad.
So you still calling me fat, though.
You're not fat. You are not fat. You're not fat. See, that's the thing. You're not fat.
Choose your words wisely.
I don't want to say pudgy because you're not pudgy. You got fat face. Like, I have fat face because I'm a drinker. You used to be a drinker as of 11:59.
I did not have one drink on New Year's Eve.
Why?
Because I just didn't.
Okay, what was the thing that made you not have... All right, other than to lose weight, did you have any other New Year's resolutions before I jump into this drinking thing?
To continue on with my celibacy.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I don't even say this because I love you and I am an older brother figure. I will say this and I mean this. I believe.
You believe
what? I believe. This is a belief. You can't argue this.
Why can't I?
It's two of those resolutions are counteracting each other.
Why?
Your weight has helped the celibacy.
Are you serious?
I like how the joke hit her right there. The second really? That weight goes, there's going to be a Don Juan. He's going to be about his business. Because if memory serves us right about this podcast, you don't want no scrubs. You don't want. If you want that, you go get that.
Shut
that up. That is my motto. That was my motto for 2012. You said it. Opening, well, sometime in March. I want that. I go get that.
I don't think I said
granted,
that.
Granted, I will play the tape back.
No.
Granted, I'm totally taking it out of context with what you meant. But, yeah, you want that. Go get that. So, I believe the second you, your last day on the treadmill, you hit that, all right, this is my goal, this is my mark. There's going to be a gang of possibles. Okay, all right, I'm not off base when I say possibles. You don't have to do nothing. How that song go? We don't have to take our clothes off to have... That was Jermaine's story, wasn't it? You don't have to take your clothes off to have a good time? Let me let you in on something. This podcast, we have been pretty decent, pretty successful in 2012, and I want to carry that on to 2013. Mm-hmm. We got a nice little home base we set up here. We got the laptop. We got the little street team stuff. We got stickers, apparently.
Got car stickers?
Bumper stickers? You can put this sticker on your car. We do have stuff like that. T-shirts is coming. I read those emails. There will be some T-shirts coming.
Will mine be free?
Probably. Probably. We don't have XXXLs.
It's a recession.
We don't have 4XLs.
Screw you. You need to stop making it seem like I'm morbidly obese because...
This is an audio format. I can say whatever.
I'm just saying.
People can use their imagination. You know what? Miss, I reject to take a picture.
I don't...
Okay.
I need to get 20 more pounds.
Here it is. Nation, all my Facebook nation, especially Facebook nation, because somebody left Twitter. You didn't leave. You just don't really do shit.
On there as much anymore.
Facebook nation, I'm going to take a picture with Marlene.
No, you're not. Not right now.
And I'm going to put it on the fan page. And I want all the nation. I don't care where you're from. Romania, Dominican Republic, Iraq, something cola Mexico for some reason. I don't know. I'm the man in Rio de Janeiro, according to Facebook. So I want all of y'all to look at this picture. My buddy, I don't be in it with her. It's gonna be mostly her, but I'm gonna be in it with her. And I want y'all comments. I want to read this Facebook page, and you know what? Say what you will, but the fans have been excellent. They've been supportive. They've been great. They've helped out a lot of stuff. T-Biggs, it's funny. We talk about fans. T-Biggs just popped up on the big screen. Actually, fan of the show who may end up sitting on the couch with us, who's looking for the point of sitting on a couch, is Alexa. I know you listening, girl. She made the Samptionary. That woman did what most people won't do. She listened to pretty much every one of these podcasts and took a word that I said and made definitions to each one. So daily on this Tumblr page, there's a new Sam word that I've said via podcast. That woman has been working hard. She probably going to end up on this couch. Probably not, because she's still waiting on a topic. Waiting on a topic for this show. Who knows? But I thank her for everything she's done. This is totally her baby. We put it on the page. It's wonderful. She's totally picking up where you left off. You got it, Jermaine Golden. Again, hey, I ain't gonna bullshit you there. That was a good look. That was a good look. So, with all of that, New Year's resolutions. Continuing celibacy. I ain't forgot about that.
Lord have mercy. Wasn't the topic something about...
We don't have topics!
The Mayans or something like that?
Oh, we did that last week.
Oh.
The fact that we still here means the Mayans was wrong as hell. We did that last week. All the Mayans and... Like, the second January 1st happened, Mayans pretty much can suck a dick. Because they was wrong as hell. But back to you... you know, look at the segue. Not suck a dick. Let's go back to the celibacy. Let's go right back.
Mercy.
No, but seriously, and I want to say this, and I don't want to sound like a jerk, but just take it with a granted.
Jerk.
I know, but I don't want to sound like one. take it with a grain of salt.
Was that really a struggle?
Is that a thing? Like, I know you take it seriously.
It's not easy.
Please elaborate.
No,
I don't like. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, you can have a mic.
It's just not easy. That's all I'm gonna say.
How? I'm so, my mind is blown by, like, you don't have to get into the gory details, but, like, my mind is blown by it because I was taught the opposite growing up. Be fruitful, multiply, but don't multiply. Just get a good number. Like, me personally, I have respectable numbers. I won the highest score in the league, and I'm using basketball terms.
According to the number you like, tell us, Sam, you were a mega whore.
I'm not saying, honestly, I'm the lowest out of my camp. That's what's interesting.
I don't think you.
You got to pick. Join the super producer finally, who got her mic on. You may want
to
turn it
sandwich.
Up. Okay. And oh yeah, they got on her about eating on mic.
So I decided like, to eat before I got on mic. I'm here. The baby's here.
Is he? Good.
He's not here.
Alright, because any day
back
now.
That's you in this celibacy thing, though. You can't do nothing, even with yourself. I choose not to.
Oh, okay, alright.
You gotta bust a nut.
That is outstanding. The level of willpower that
that's
you have. Because
I turned my cell phone just looking in the mirror.
No, like, here's...
Nice.
It's some people,
not for the past 8 months. But.
It's some people I don't understand, and I'm not saying this to be cute, or I just plain don't understand the whole celibacy thing. I used to be, before it sounds like an attack or anything like that, I used to be straight edge. Used to be. Not by choice. And if you don't know what straight edge is, no sex, no girls. Well, you can be around girls, no sex. No drugs, no alcohol, nothing.
We can see that you
can see. You can see right now I'm not straight edge. I got a baby on the way. I'm drinking currently. I don't smoke weed because I was asked not to.
I'm happy. Thank you.
I was asked not to by a council of my friends who said, Sam, you continuously blow highs because you don't shut the fuck up when you're hot.
True.
So.
Y'all couldn't smoke around you.
No one could. They said, if we smoke, we will buy you a bottle of whatever you want. The cheapest version of whatever you want. And that's a good deal. That is a standing agreement I have to this day.
I don't see the concept of smoking weed anyway.
Let me explain. Smoking weed is fucking wonderful.
Yep, pretty much.
There's a synapse in your brain that I can't do it around my friends. I don't do it now because I've just dedicated my life to drinking. Because a blown high is the easiest thing in the world. Like, you... Alright, take it like this. You think of the most abstract thing and then argue it. And is the most intellectual, stimulating thing. All right, here's a high topic that, well, it is, man, Johnny doesn't smoke anymore. That's man, I wish topic. I could have smoked with Johnny.
It's a hot topic. Talking about macaroni elbows.
Hold on. I'm getting there.
It's a hot topic.
I'm using personal, like, Jamal, if you listening, sorry. I'm just throwing it out there. When we was talking, it says Johnny is not his real name. I'm not going to throw his name out there. But Johnny, don't smoke anymore. Man, I wish I could have smoked with Johnny. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, to me and you, that is the dumbest shit ever. Because our mind automatically goes to logic mode. It turns into, well, shit, I never caught a pass from fucking Steve Young. But that doesn't stop me from being me. The problem is, when you're high, that is the most interesting shit in the world because it unlocks this imagination of what it would have been to smoke with Johnny. Even though it's probably just you smoking weed with Johnny, your imagination right now, like, oh man, we would have had good food, we would have had this, and that is a 4-hour conversation. Meanwhile, drinking, which I have adopted.
Adopted? You gave birth to it.
Either way, which I adopted, you can't blow a drunk. You can't, like, the high from drinking is, and if you're under, well, we're in different countries, so if you're under whatever age, don't do it. But anyway, now that I got that out of the way, so I don't get sued. Like, drinking is more like, okay, I don't give a damn. If you came in the room and you said the worst thing possible, like, Sam, your mom has been in a car accident, and you're high gone. High is
not
instantly gone.
Yeah,
not on wood. But if I'm drinking and someone just kicked in the door, Sam, your mom's been in an accident. Really? Comes yet clean out the wear. It's the funniest thing in the world.
Wow.
I tell you.
Oh, really? You're a stranger to alcohol all of a sudden. That's what I'm saying. Hey, I'm just comparing the two.
No, at a point when you drink so much, you're incoherent. So I can say the house is burning down around you. Blah.
Yeah. All right. But that incoherent thing is you got to sleep it off. When you're
I can tell you the house is burning down. Leave so somebody.
We are leaving a situation. The situation is her naughty regions not being explored. That's what.
Can we not talk about the naughty regions?
Look, I don't want to know the ins and outs, literally. I'm just saying. I'm curious, if anything, what is the motivation behind it? There has to be a goal. Every resolution, there's a goal. People who say they want to quit chocolate, they want to work out more, whatever your 2013 resolution is, there's a goal.
But it wasn't a 2013 resolution.
No, I know, you're just carrying it over, but it was a 2012 resolution?
No, it was just...
But now you officially gave it the brand of resolution, because apparently we're in January at this point. Why? I'm just saying, why? Jesus Christ,
no,
anyone who answers
like
that
it's
question.
Wrong. It's
I'm not saying it's wrong. I just want to understand your headspace. And quite honestly, anyone who's been to SamShowNation.com has seen how big that headspace is. Wow. But where is the motivation? Like, was it the Steve Harvey thing where you're just like, you don't want to give up your cookies? I saw a thing like a man, goddamn it. What is it? Look, I gotta kill at least 40 more minutes on this podcast.
So what? But we are not about to kill them on my naughty regions, okay?
You don't have to. You don't have to. But what I'm saying is the motivation behind it. And honestly, without you haven't been on mic, but I've been looking, I'm Facebooking, been around you, and you have been a soldier to this promise you made to yourself, which is good. But what is the end game? I'm curious.
Stronger vagina. No.
Really?
Yeah, my vaginal walls would be a whole lot closer together.
People will people will love you then instantly hate you as a guy.
You're trying to be a virgin all over again here.
I'm trying to get my husband, okay? And I don't need any.
Okay, I got a husband. You know. We had sex all the time.
All right, let me.
Yeah, but
hold on. Wait. Let her finish.
Right, like, I want my husband. I don't need any, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I meet somebody. Oh, but I'm still having sex with this person. So, like,
right.
I'm just going to shut the whole game down and just, you know.
I respect that. I off personal, and this is all based on my own personal thing. Me and you have been wired differently throughout our entire lives.
Of course.
I gotta say, that is the dumbest shit.
Why?
For me.
Yes, it is. I'll tell you why, because I asked him, like, when I met him, I was celibate. I hadn't did it in 2 years when I met him. So, and that was my...
And keep in mind, we're not trying to talk you out of it.
Not
what you do is your business.
You know,
I want to make that plain.
But
that's how you start a 2013 podcast right there, goddamn it. That's how you start a 2013 podcast.
At the same time, and now I feel like a whore at the same time, but I didn't give it up that quick, but I kind of feel like a whore. But then I asked him, I said, nah, if
you
I
waited made, too long, if you ask me, goddamn it.
If I would have made you wait till, if I would have made you wait till marriage, you
I would so, not be here. It would probably be me and you alone doing this podcast. I wouldn't be here.
And that's what she wants to avoid, Sam.
All right, but the point.
And then it kind of taints it, like, okay, if you're dating somebody, like, having sex with that person, like, after a short time period or whatever, doesn't it take away from actually getting to know that person emotionally and mentally versus physically?
No, because
personal experience or
personal experience, we had a connection. We connected like day one, so we kind of had a connection day one, so it kind of wasn't like foreign.
But didn't you know you were going to marry her? You had to have known you were going to marry her.
I didn't know I was going to marry her. Real talk, probably 2 years into it, when I start shaping my life up to bring another person in, I love the like. I understand what marriage does, but there's a huge, huge fuck it level I have. I love blowing up shit and just dealing with the consequences. Like, our house right now, ideally, I would like to cut it down to quadrants. Like, where... Like, I love her and I want to spend the rest of my life with her and all that gay shit. But after all that's over, I need a place to myself that smells like Jack Daniels and Captain Morgan.
And ball hair.
I need like a game on and television. It is what it is. If it come down to it, because her and Nate Burt, first of all, you haven't been over my... You was over my house when I was single. Briefly. You were. Then briefly. And when I mean brief, I mean fucking brief.
When you were single, not married or single...
On Westphalia?
No. Here.
No.
No.
You weren't single.
I wasn't single. She was here. But I didn't have this. I didn't have my...
You were probably engaged.
For those who didn't... For those, this is audio medium. I'm pointing to my ring finger. Before I got married, you were over here. And there's a change. And that change is, honestly, two people. Isaac Mizrahi and fucking Nate Berkus.
Why
because
are you saying Isaac Mizrahi? He makes clothes. Not throw pillows.
And the reason I if I see any... Well, more Nate Berkus than Isaac Mizrahi, but if I see Nate Berkus in the street, I'm going in his shit. Because that front room had nothing in it. It just had nothing. It's just like a couple chairs and whatever.
You didn't have that.
It didn't even have that. I had a house.
You had an empty shell.
No, you're not understanding. You've been to my cookouts. You've seen that. You've been all over this house.
Jesus. Don't remind me.
See, that's the thing about one of my cookouts.
Say to where underslip to the country.
Hold on. Before we get into her shortcomings of said cookouts, if I love my cookouts because if you can clearly remember one of my cookouts, your ass wasn't there. There has to be a blank spot in those cookouts. Tell me I'm lying. But all right, incriminate yourself later. My whole point is this. I had an entire house. I said I do. I did. I kept my fucking word. My house is this room, which she's encroaching in right now.
I can encroach. This is my house. Look.
Whoa. This is my... That I like that bullshit that just came out. Okay, this is my... Whoa. I don't remember you paying a guy... I was in that mortgage thing. I don't remember seeing your ass there.
It had to be there, but you bought it for me.
See, once again, that bullshit ownership that I didn't buy it for you. You just came along with the baggage. If you leave. All right, first of all, if I defunct on payments, they're coming after my ass. They ain't coming after you. They don't give a fuck about you. I love you with everything in me. You're carrying my kid, my legacy, and all that good. Mm-hmm. All those Tyrese lyrics. But other than that.
The Godzilla of this world.
There it is. Hey, look. I saw Transformers. give them some credit. That was the shit, all right? But they're not coming after you. So, and I'm trying to bring it back. And I swear to God, I'm going to get the subject off your vagina. As quickly as possible.
Just say sex. Don't say vagina.
Well, we talked about sex.
The only vagina you're supposed to talk about is mine.
I don't want to. There's some What's crazy shit going on in there. Like, pregnant you is loving and all that other good stuff, but there's some crazy shit going on down there. There's extra hands. I am scared.
Extra hands. Who the other hands belong to?
Him, mini me. It's there. Like, I can touch her stomach, and there's a hand print, and he's like, "Hey, what the fuck are you doing?" And like, there's
like, "Why are you touching my mama?"
See,
get hands off of her.
I remember when I could touch her, and no one argued shit. So, to have someone with veto power shows up, that bothers me. All right, but back to... All right, I understand it's a personal choice. I understand it is what it is. And you're saving yourself for the great guy, whoever
so that
is.
You're not necessarily saving yourself for marriage. You're not necessarily trying to wait to marriage.
If she does, her prerogative.
You want a solid relationship.
I would love to save myself for marriage. But I doubt if I find that person that would...
And that's the answer I wanted. That's all I wanted.
Don't doubt yourself.
That's all I wanted. A worthy adversary. And I say adversary because of this. You're supposed to be a team and all that other good shit when you get married. I get that. You're supposed to love the other person. I get that shit too. If we're a team, goddammit, I'm Mike and she's the rest of the Jacksons.
Why do you get to be Mike?
I'm Mike. He's
okay.
The rest of the Jacksons.
Okay. I will take my talents to South Beach.
If you're Michael Jackson, she should be Joe.
I wish her ass would. Beat on me, goddammit. I fucking dare you.
I'm Mike, you Tina.
No. No.
You. I'm Heathcliff, you Cliff.
Okay, first of all, I'm Mike.
No, but if you Ike and he Tina, Tina made a comeback and she started beating Ike's ass, so y'all don't want to.
Yeah. See, schooler.
That is true. I let him get that.
I am Mike. And she is the rest of the 96-97 Chicago Bulls. Tony Kukoc sitting right next to you.
Really? Okay.
Goddamn BJ Armstrong sitting right next to you. Scottie Pippen. But, alright. Now we're off. We're 100% off your nether regions.
Okay.
We're done. I just wanted... The reason I say I wanted to know because that mindset is interesting to me. I wish it could have came from anyone else than you.
Why?
Do you know how much liquor I was drinking to ask these questions? Because I treat you like a little sister because quite honestly you are, and I don't need to know the business of that. To me, you are a virgin. I need to think of it that way because if like I don't want to think of you and loose dick that bothers me it's a horrible thing.
I got to be loose. It's not just running around dangling.
I think all the more reason not to think of it. But like that decision, I don't want names, I don't want anything. I just wanted more of the mindset of it. Where it was mainly to open more questions, like how the hell? Why do you shut it off? Is it so much coming in to the point where you shut? That's like when you say that, immediately my mind goes there. So, I'm just going to change the subject. I am going to change the subject right now. You know, Barack Obama got reelected. I'm dead serious. And 2013, he's going to be the man. He's going to be our 44th president. And Well, since we're time stamping this thing, inauguration is Monday? What is it?
I wanted to go.
You was going to go to that?
I would have.
What? Well, you missed the first one.
So? He got a second term.
Well, yeah.
He have gone.
I will only go. Like, all the pomp and circumstances gone. I mean, let's face it. I didn't get my Obama check. I'm still waiting on my OJ check while you bullshitting. Because the second he won, it was a lot of, he won! He won! He's going to do something for us! And here's what I'm saying about President Obama. I can't shit on him. Because they're not letting him do whatever he wants to do.
Exactly.
But at the same token, he... And I said this with Jermaine Golden. Once again, thank you. I said this, you know, Father's Pain, hashtag it, it's coming. All right.
You have to give a little bit more enthusiasm to that.
I've been waiting a fucking year. Like, and quite honestly.
He's working on new stuff.
He's working on new stuff. All right. Mutual friend between us, Jermaine Golden, all new listeners. He is the director of A Father's Pain. He's doing his thing. He's making new episodes.
It's a web series.
Not anymore at this point. It's now network series.
They can still.
Yeah, I know. I've kept in touch with him. He will be back on his couch. I can say that. But one thing I will say is my more impatient side is waiting on more feedback. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. I'm not shitting on them by any means. I'm just impatient. I want to see it. I saw the first one. Now I want to see more. What? Tell me I'm lying. You don't want to see more?
Yeah.
All right. Like, and I'm jumping so much subject, but like the people who have showed up on this podcast in 2012, they have gone off and did other shit, and I've been in the audience for it. My, like, case in point, my New Year's, since this beginning podcast, my New Year's I spent at the Fox, and I watched El Renee. El Renee has been on his podcast. She shot shit with us in the middle of a fucking Tim Hortons and just being sweet and nice and up and coming. And I'm getting there. She's a Kim background. Originally, she started off as a Kim background singer. Well, originally, she started off in church. And fucking listen to the episode. It's on iTunes, goddammit. But anyway, she's a Kim background singer, and she's muddled through that and got her own stuff going. And New Year's Eve, she opened for him at the Fox. That's a big thing for a person like us just sitting on the couch. Huh?
The applause.
I have stopped paying attention to the board and all that other good stuff. Mm-hmm. But, no, I'm just, and when I'm looking for him, like, I know the potential, and I'm waiting on big things. Such as me. Guys, podcast nation. I'm calling y'all out. For 2013, I'm going to do three things. I'm not doing that. I'm going to bring the old school people back, like Marlene, who's no longer Plan B. Number two, I will make this podcast more interactive. I did the Twitter. I did the Facebook. And when I mean interactive, if there's people who listen to me who has a podcast, who has a blog, who has a web series, I am open to show up on your shit. I wanted to build a base.
Really?
Before I go. I'm not bullshitting. I will show up. If y'all hear my voice, I will show up. Just text me where I have to be or email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Just talking with Sam. No G in talking. Just talking with Sam at gmail.com.
Jesus.
At what? How fast I can say that? Yeah, or just go to samshownation.com, Facebook, whatever. Contact me. I will show up on your shit and not budge. And do whatever you want me to do and get the fuck on. I'm dead serious. I want to be more interactive with the fans.
And be less of a jerk.
I can't do that. The jerk is my charm.
Jesus, help us all.
I will. I promise. And number three, I promise I will answer more questions. Because of the last...
How come you didn't print out any
questions? I do. I got them right here.
Then go ahead. Come on.
I like, because in the last podcast, the one where we talked about the Mayans, we did two questions that episode, and that was a goddamn achievement.
That's terrible.
But as far as it was an achievement because we don't, you know, we don't get down like that. We start talking, we start getting our own shit, we forget about the fucking question. But, and well, that, it just, it is what it is. Sorry. And I don't mean that to be dismissive towards the fans. It's just, it just stops the flow of the show. As far as Barack, look how quick we changed the subject. We were talking about Barack Obama, and now it turned into questions. All I'm saying is, if you go, I will only go for one reason. If you turn that shit around, and you know how they say the 44th president of the United States and blah, 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 he needs to black it up just a little bit more. That would be, because the letters know the next 4 years, he not bullshitting with y'all. Next 4 years, it don't matter. He's already elected. You can't do shit about him. If this is the 44th president, reelected President Barack Obama. And then, you know, hush falls over the crowd. They start cheering. They start doing all this shit. And all of a sudden, they start playing his music. Instead of, like, the presidential address, you know. You know. I got it somewhere in here. I play with the board, finally. Like, instead of your 44th president, President Barack Obama. Remember this? He needs to black it up. Just a little bit. If he got it to the point where it was like, your 44th president, President Barack Obama. That would be the shit, dude. You would like it just a little bit more.
I guess.
All right, hold on. One sec. If it's just President Barack Obama. Jungle Boogie. First of all, greatest president ever already. Okay, I understand. You're a little bit younger than me.
A little bit.
All right, don't show my age. Don't show my age on this goddamn podcast. I will cut your mic off and not feel bad about it next to narcoleptic Scotty over there. Look, I have a pregnant wife who just so happened to be my executive producer who will fall asleep at a dime. So let's just
pregnant. She can't.
I know. I understand, and that's why we're hiring for more executive producers. Tweet me your resume at SamShow11. But anyway, seriously, but you're a 44th president, President Barack Obama.
Oh, by the way, I'll be 24 on the 24th.
No one cares. We will. All right, fine. I will tell you happy birthday.
Yay!
Bit killer. Your 44th president, President Barack Obama. That would be the shit! You wouldn't vote for him again.
Yeah, I would if I did.
If this happened, that would be the best. We will read a question. Shit, we will. You know what, just for that, I got one more. Your 44th president, President Barack Obama. Get down on it. And this will lead into our question and answer part. Yeah, the reason there's a lot of questions because those are the ones we didn't answer. Like, we get into our own thing. Like, I understand with some people when we have special guests on, we can't really, like, just jump and answer questions. We answer questions from about that person.
Okay, well, so why can't you, after you get finished bantering or whatever it is,
with the special guest,
yeah, designate
a time,
20 minutes to just answering questions.
Because it's like lightning in a bottle.
Get a buzzer. Get a buzzer, a timer.
No, I have one. That's what we're looking at right here. If you look at that, like, is lightning in the bottle? I don't want to just break the momentum because, you know, it's a special guest, a special person, and I want to use the entire person on it. But when it comes down to the crew, when it comes down to just the bare bones, frequent guests, us, we'll answer some questions. Like right now. I know it seems futile, but please send all your questions, comments, concerns to justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Facebook, Twitter, SamShow11, whatever. I promise eventually we will get to those questions.
Or reroute them to me, and then I'll answer them, and then I'll reroute the answer.
Honestly, what I have been doing, if I can't do it on the show, I will just type out what I believe is the answer.
Yeah.
And I'll do it that way. Mm-hmm. I'm dead serious.
Okay.
This is why you're here, because I read the question of dude was like, where the fuck is the frequent guest? I really wish I had the thing pulled up on the screen where I had it. It's like, they call frequent guests. Why aren't they here? So, all right. We're eating up time. This is from @LauraGasPro1. Look, it is, I guess. And this is a question. It says, why did he hug me in front of her? You're female, right? So you are qualified to answer this question. I have read this question.
Finish.
All right, here it is. It says, I saw a guy I've been seeing casually, in quotes, at a party. He was obviously trying to talk to another woman. He was in her face all night, buying her drinks and food. Her body language was showing that she seemed bored. However, I didn't care. I spoke to him and moved on. But when he saw me dancing, enjoying myself, he walked away from her and came back and really close and hugged her tight. Then
hugged her or
hugged her, the other woman.
Okay.
Now here's where it gets interesting. Then he bought me a drink and went back to talking to her. But why did he hug me? Oh, she was the hug recipient. I was talking to another guy, a mutual friend of ours. I was enjoying the conversation and then interrupts us and asks the guy if he's all right there. He obviously doesn't want to be exclusive with me, so why is he trying to hate? There's more. That's the first question. She broke down the situation, question, and this is the aftermath of it. Then when I was leaving, he asked me to text him and let me know I made it home. I told him that wasn't going to happen. He was obviously interested in this other woman. So why was he hugging me and buying me drinks in front of her? All right. I can answer that question, but we always give it to the guests. Guests, you got first crack. Plan B, formerly Plan B. Nope, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does, but I guess it seemed like, okay, if he's seeing her casually,
uh-huh,
but now she sees him talking to another girl, he's kind of trying to keep her in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I'm talking to somebody else, but I don't want you to feel like we not gonna kick it casually anymore. So it's like he trying to play both sides of the fence to me.
I don't want to agree with you.
Why?
I have been doing it for this long, so I feel, if I agree with you, I really feel like something wrong has happened.
But that's what it seems
Alright, it's a little twist to that. Here's what it is. The key word in that sentence was casually. Because if there's no labels, he's technically
a free man.
Not obligated to even give a shit about you, but the little and drinks at the club is not cheap. And if he's buying you drinks, it's the double standard of being a guy. Like, you probably listen to Oprah, you probably listen to whatever you want, and there's a lot of double standards when it comes down to females, but there's a lot of double standards when it comes down to guys. That double standard is this. You can be a free guy, you can go out there, you can sow your wild oats, and you can bang chicks as whatever your game allow. It's a double standard. Now, here's a double standard. The person that you bang has this notion that they're the only one. So even in your single life, you are bound to someone else. That's an oxymoron. That's a double standard. That's just how it works. So when you said casually, that means he's free to do whatever the hell he wants. He's buying you drinks because you ain't trying to make this shit official. According to this email. According to this email, you ain't trying to make this official. So technically, he didn't have to do that to you. That I know how they say the quickest way to a man's heart is his stomach. That is a fucking lie. The quickest way to a man's heart is his fucking wallet. So if he's buying you drinks, if he's taking the time out to spend time with you, he wants you. But just in case your ass, and Laura, I want to say this with all due respect, and just your ass flake, he got another option on the table. That is a guy who's putting his money on black and red. He's trying to hedge his bets because you's a flaky motherfucker. That's what he see. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. You said it. You wrote me, goddammit. It says casually. Doesn't it say casually?
Yes.
All right, exactly. Then. All right. I like answering questions. I like, this is good. We helping people. So, Laura, get your shit together. You is or you ain't, goddammit.
Lord have mercy.
This is good. I have fans. This is good where I can answer questions like this. All right. Here we go. Next one comes from Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea.
I automatically hate it. Like, Chelsea, nothing against you. But every Chelsea I know has been a pain in my ass.
Just go ahead and read Chelsea.
No, I see the bullshit coming for your name alone. I understand you didn't have anything in naming yourself, but all right, whatever. I see the bullshit coming. I already see it. I have not read this email, but just your name is Chelsea. I'm biased. Chelsea writes, I'm having some troubles. That is the fucking subject. Excuse me. I misread the subject. I'm having some guy troubles.
Guy troubles. Okay.
Still bullshit.
Shut up.
Here it is. I'm sorry, Chelsea. I'm just biased by Chelsea's. Sorry. It says, hi.
Just read it.
It says, I've been having some guy troubles for quite a while now, and I seriously need some advice. This may get long. Oh, fucking Chelsea. It may get long. Apparently, Chelsea had the foresight to go back in the past episodes and know how much I hate long emails. But, all right, whatever, Chelsea. It says, so I've known this guy since primary school. Fuck is primary?
Primary school?
I guess that's great. I guess. What the fuck is primary school? Let's say elementary school. Since primary school, we've been friends for quite some time, and everything was going fine until 2 years ago when I noticed a change in his behavior. Chelsea ain't from here. She's probably one of our overseas nation, because I noticed how she spelled different words, like behavior has a U in it.
Oh.
And color. It like, yeah, she may be from Canada. Are you from Canada, Chelsea? Anyway. Chelsea continuously writes, says he would consistently do things like poke me on the side and even tickle me. He would go out of his way to talk to me, and he has something nice to say about me at all times. I'm not seeing the fucking problem there. Whenever we had a fight about something, he would always go out of his way to make it up to me. That's what she's trying to say. It says make up to me. So make it up. All right. Negative. Even when it was clearly my fault. Okay. All right. He always makes snide comments when other guy compliments me on something. Like, there's a guy who said I had beautiful eyes, and he was all like, I wish I was bullshitted. It says he was all like, why don't you just marry him already? Which makes me think he may be jealous. He always gives me very expensive presents for my birthday. And once he ran all the way to my house just to give me a card. He acts differently around me. This has made me think maybe he is interested in me. But,
God damn it.
His best friend is a girl. They're very close and everything, but she has a boyfriend. Sometimes I get the feeling he really likes her. He would leave my company in a heartbeat just to talk to her. Is that just a best friend thing? Question number one. I mean, he knows that she would never go for him. Why does he do that? Question number two. He has been sending me mixed signals for ages, and I have no idea what to do. I'm afraid to tell him how I feel because if he isn't interested, what if he isn't interested? Question number three. Do you understand why I don't fucking answer questions every week? This is taking a lot out of me. I would look like an idiot. Plus, I'm very shy. P.S. If it wasn't long enough already. I know this makes him sound like a player, but he's really not. He is very quiet and a reserved guy. He really is worth it. We have so much in common. I really like him, but I don't see the point in going for a guy who's clearly not interested. What do you think? Question number four. Did I read the signs all wrong? Question number five. Some advice will be great. Hope this makes sense. Thank you in advance, Sam.
It made absolutely no sense to me.
Go. Just go and handle this, because I'm about to lose a goddamn fan.
It made no sense to me. Like, I don't understand.
Okay. Tell me when you're done. Tell me when you're done.
What?
Because I'm going to lay into this motherfucker. I'm going to lose a fan. I'm losing a fan.
Like,
I'm
going to let you have that one.
All right, Chelsea. I want to say thank you for taking the time to write that horseshit. Here's why it's horseshit. Three of those five questions you answered your goddamn self. Yes, the motherfucker's interested in you. Two, you're not giving him the time of day. That's why he's going elsewhere. You say he's not a player, but realistically, you don't know that shit. You ain't with him. You don't know anything. Here's what you do, Chelsea. Go out on a date with him. Put your shit aside and say, look, you've known him since primary school. We have to reach out and find out what the fuck that is. So, since
I'm leaning towards elementary school.
I'm guessing elementary school. So, K through
six?
Yeah, no. K through six.
No, you, eight.
No, eight is...
No.
Is,
6 through 8 is middle school.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. K through... I'm giving you 6. I'll give you 6. If you know them longer, that just helps your point. But you're not seeing them writing on the wall. He likes you. How about asking him? You ever just thought about just saying like, hey, look. I know we've been through a lot of stuff. And as a person, I have female friends. You're listening to one. That doesn't mean shit.
I'm not his friend.
Partially true. That, like, I have female friend. I'm not, I wasn't referring to you. You know what, let's cut the formalities at this point. I wasn't referring to you. I do have female friends, but at the token, if he's doing all this shit for you, you're not exactly reading or writing on the wall here. He will do anything for you, but this motherfucker has a life, and he's trying to live it, but for some reason, you are a big part of it. So, stop being a dick, man. Just like, that's the only way I can describe this. You're being a dick. Ask him out. Have a sit-down conversation with him like a grown-up, and you say, look, I want to go out with you. Obviously, you like him because No way in hell you would email a fucking podcast of one of the flamboyant drunks you know, and that is the nicest way I'm putting it. There is no way in hell you would do that. So, ask him what his real thoughts of it. Make a real go at it. Go to a movie. Go see Django. Shit.
Yeah.
Go. That's a good ass movie. That is at least 2.5 hours where you guys can sit down and talk and be. I don't want to say loving because that is not a loving experience. But you're together. That's what I'm getting at. That's where I can put it. And if it go from there, cool. If it not, don't worry about it. But shit, at least you won't torture yourself. Because everything you just said contradicted each other. So, Chelsea, that's all I got. We're running out of time on this podcast. I can't answer another question right now. I promise in 2013, I swear, I will try to answer more questions. Gotta build a nation. We need a strong nation. You guys are fam. You guys are legion. You guys are an army.
Honest.
They keep... They
I'll, no, I'll keep you honest.
Well,
like,
yeah, true.
So you'll live up to
Yeah, I will live up to it. We will keep people honest, mainly because, well, shit. Over 100... Well... 1,500 people on Facebook and fucking 6,000 on Twitter. Can't be wrong, man. So, I am ridiculously grateful for that. I want to thank my buddy, my soon-to-be slim compadre, my big-headed Lothario here. Wait, is Lothario like a melt? Well...
Lord help
us. It's more of a good looking thing. That's how I always looked at it. Where can they find you on Twitter and Facebook?
I'm not really on Twitter, but yeah. It's at Marlene Lanise on Twitter and Marlene Williams on Facebook.
There it is, because if you catch her on Twitter, you better than me, motherfucker, because I have tried.
I was on Twitter like what?
You
Christmas Eve?
But that's the beauty of Twitter. You can just say whatever the fuck you want and just keep walking. That's why I love Twitter more than Facebook. But you can always catch me, all things podcast. You go to samshownation.com, Twitter, samshow11, or Facebook, / just talking with Sam. You can see all the stuff. You will see a picture of us together posting this episode. That is the what? All right. I want to say this. And when I say this, I want to play the serious music. I want to be completely serious because I only have roughly 4 minutes left of this podcast. Roughly. And we're going to break character for a second. Let's break some character. She isn't. Excuse me, I got totally break character. Hi, my name is Sam McClain. You may know me as the host of Just Talk with Sam podcast, and I want to take the time out to be serious for a second. Marlene Lanise is not horribly ugly, nor is she ridiculously fat. I want to say this because we've had a lot of fun tonight. We made some jokes. But Nation, I want you to keep her honest. She says she's trying to drop 20 lbs. We're going to put that on the Facebook page. I'm going to take a picture with my good buddy here. We're going to put on the Facebook page that goes with this episode. First one of 2013. And I want Nation, I don't give a fuck where you're from. U.S., Canada, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Romania, Dominican Republic, Iraq, El Salvador, wherever you're listening to me from, I've gotten your emails, I've gotten your letters. I want you to direct as much as you can towards that picture if she needs to lose weight, encourage her, whatever it is. Because she's no big, huge, honking fat ass. I have. Until the day comes, someone has to cut off the side of her house so she can go out and hang. Then I will admit she's a fat ass. But until then, she is not a fat ass. We've had big girl. We are not afraid of big girls. We've had big girls on this podcast. Brandy, cha-cha real soon.
You would never.
I love a girl, Brandy. Brandy admitted she's a... Listen to the last episode. Listen to If the Buyers Are Right, episode 130-something. All I'm saying is, keep her honest. When she dropped the 20 LBs like she said she would, my guys in El Salvador and parts of U.S., Mexico, and Canada, you may have a shot. Just saying. One resolution counteracts others. So I'm going to leave you guys with
it. Are you trying to say that once I drop my weight, I'll no longer be celibate?
It's a stronger possibility that when you drop the weight, celibacy will be more of a gray area than it is more of a... Right now, it's solid. Solid as a rock, goddammit. You have no other options at this point. Celibacy is it. But you drop the poundage, you get into what you refer to as swimsuit weight. Your words, not mine. Get mad at yourself. Goddamn.
I just said I wanted to be swimsuit ready.
Swimsuit okay. ready. That's what you said. Swimsuit ready. When you are swimsuit ready, maybe some guys with some swimsuits. This is a global thing, apparently. This is all brought to my attention in the last month of 2013. Goddamn. So, who knows? Okay. All I'm saying is, when you're swimsuit ready, wouldn't you like your pick of suitors? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Not that I'm trying to marry you off. Not that I'm trying to get you laid. That is the last thing I want you to do. Excuse me. Second to last. The last thing is I don't want you to tell me about it. So, that's all I got. I will holler at y'all next week. Peace out, y'all. SamShowNation.com. All things podcast.
What are you waving for? Nobody
can It's see almost
you.
Like they can see me. I know. That's all I got, man. SamShowNation.com. I'll holler at y'all next week. Peace out. Bye.